if a woman gets out of line is disrespectful, you can yank her chain and check her out the door, but she is easily dismissed, okay? Chasing, forcing, and tricking is an I. Yes. Well, no, it's deep. It's worse than an I do. It's really an I can't and I won't. Remember, let me show you this right here. Remember I told you, most of you are living in the I do. So your action is actually in the black of the I won't and I can't. Because you can't stand on who you are, you think that you've got to manipulate her by stuffing her face with food for her to like you or something. So that's where you're going wrong, my brother. Okay, let me see here. Let me see here. Just catching up. Let me see here. Let me see here. Let me keep going. I'm just catching up, guys. Give me a second. I'm just catching up with the questions. Give me a second because we will continue. Give me a second. I'm going as fast as I can, guys. I appreciate the questions, so I don't want y'all to feel like I'm not answering questions. So I'm almost done. I'm scrolling down this motherfucker. Email. Give him the email. TheManMindset@gmail.com. TheManMindset@gmail.com. Statement. The friend zone is an imaginary place, a construct of the mind. I put females in the friend zone before they hated it. Well, I don't put females anywhere, but I just move on. Wait. Hey, Steve, I've not heard you talk about rebound relationships. Should I take my ex back after jumping in a rebound relationship for a month? Okay, let me explain something to you, brother. Woo! What a great question. What a great question. I like that, Juice. Look. All right, Juice, this is what you don't understand. See, the thing is, Juice, and I say this with love, so I hope you tell your son, hey, Juice, tell your son. Come on, hey. I'm going to give you 5 seconds, Juice. Juice. 5 seconds. Just enough time to tell your son to get off the goddamn computer so I can tell you something. Because this is going to, I'm going to say this with love and respect, okay? Men don't ever have to run behind pussy. Juice, let me give you an example who you're fucking with here and why they will always come back to us. Let me give you an example. Now, Juice, once you become a student of the game, you will understand that the moment she sees the lost and found box, she's going to realize that you are operating totally different. The moment she realizes you have that beautiful nude art on your wall, she's going to come back to that. The guys that she's messing with don't have different colored shower lights, and they don't have wine above their bed, sir, and they don't talk to women a certain way where these women miss us. They literally miss us. And let me see if I can find one with like the, they will send you a set. Let me see if I can find it. Where is it at? I want to see if I can find one. What it's like when they like miss you, when they miss you, they get mad at you, but then they let me see, is this one right here? Let me see here. Let me see, is this it right here? See, this is I'll give you an example. See, the thing is that when they get around us, they know this is going to happen. Listen, they're going to run away from us because they don't want us to have that type of control. But we never run behind women because we are the only ones that's pushing them beyond their sexual mindset. Again, like I said before, if you were, and I know you're new to this, so if you were here before, it's like this, like I showed you before, and I showed you guys this a long time ago, but you know, this beautiful woman right here, this is where it starts. Even women like this will let you know that, you know, as soon as they know you're out of their league, it's already over. Anything you do is going to fuck them up. because they are going to say to you that they are not, they're going to try to leave, because leaving to them is a little bit of control, but they're going to come right the fuck back because they're not used to how we move and operate. I forgot, I think you missed it, but as I said before, what, you know, people don't understand is that I want you, and I showed you this a long time ago. You remember the movie The Village, right? The Village, remember, most guys keep women in the box. We allow women to move outside the box and be exactly what they want to be, or bring things out of them that they never had brought out. Like, example, remember, I don't know if you remember this, and this is from October, but who the fuck talks to women like this? What guy talks to women like this? But see, this is why they always come back, because the way we operate is so different and so sexy and so smooth that it's not about a rebound, my friend. They're going to come back on GP because they're not used to men having options. Women will accept options, but they can't accept submission. But they will submit to a man, and they will come back, okay? They will come back, all right? Let me catch up with the things. Let's see here. Guys, I'm trying to catch up with y'all questions. Y'all call in. The lines are open. Can I go over Scribe again? Skinny, I keep Scribe is you writing your thoughts down, man. But it's not just writing your thoughts down. You got to write your thoughts. Okay, again, I'm going to simplify it one last time for you, okay? I'm going to simplify it, and I'm going to use numbers. First, you've got to understand what a one is. So then you must scribe that one, understand what a one is, and then put that in its own room. Then when you do that with a two, a three, all the way as far as you can count, those are different rooms. Then you must have another room of adding, and then a room of subtracting, a room of multiplication, a room of divisions, room of decimals, fractions, and what have you, if you moved it to algebra or whatever. But you have rooms. Just because you give yourself information, you've got to store that information. I told you guys, I can take thoughts from the sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade. Right now, I can take any thoughts from those grades, all right? And what I can do is I can grab that thought, okay? I can grab that thought. Let me take this off. Oh, shit, put the wrong thing. Wait, I'm sorry, wrong thing. I'm sorry, shit. Why is that like that? Okay, I'm sorry, shit. Anyway, I can grab the thought, and I can place that thought in my studio. And once I put it in my studio, I can mix it down to upgrade it. Because I created the thought. Just, okay, I can create. All right, I'll give you an example. So let's look at, I'll move to like maybe eighth grade or some silly shit like that. So maybe in eighth grade, I said to myself that before I kiss a woman, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my left hand. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take my left hand, and as she's walking, I'm going to take my left. If we're walking this way, we're walking in one direction, and I want to kiss her. I'm going to take my left hand, and I'm going to grab her left hand, and I'm going to stop her and bring her over in front of me. Okay, I'm just giving you an example. That's just a thought. I'm just giving you an example. Now, if I scribe that, I can then write today. I can take that move from eighth grade, just taking my hand, my left hand, grabbing her left hand, and turning her around towards me. But now once I put it through my studio, I bring in my culinary school to add a little bit of flavor and shit. So from that point, I can grab her hand, turn it towards me. Then take my right hand and put it around her waist and bring her towards me. As I take my head and slide it between the left, I will move to my right side, which is left, her left ear, and then I would let her know that, you know what, you are sexy to me right now. And you know what? I just want to take a moment, stop you, and do this, and give her a soft kiss. Now that I have that, I can take that move right there, give it to my marketing team. Because if I have her in the bed and she's masturbating, I can grab that move that I grabbed from the eighth grade, grab it from storage, and ask her, okay, are we walking in the woods? Are we, where are we at so you can play with your pussy? So while we're discussing us walking in nature, I can then say while we're walking, I'm gonna have this epiphany that this is going to be the place where I'm going to turn you on. So while you're playing with your pussy and I'm breaking this shit down, I'm going to explain how I'm going to take my right hand or my left hand and I'm going to grab your hand and bring you over to me. You see what I'm saying? So there's a lot of connections to the game, but that's how Scribe works. Y'all want to call and y'all can, but that's how Scribe works. Scribe is creating and writing information down because y'all have so many thoughts. You're not writing it down and you're not organizing your thoughts to utilize those thoughts to show the woman why she should be fucking with you. So hopefully that was able to help you with that. So please don't ask me about Scribe again, please. He says sometimes it's luck of the draw. Well, no, it's luck of your draw, sir. It's luck of your draw. I'm sorry you hate yourself so much, but a man doesn't think like that. I'm sorry. Oh, my God, I feel so sorry for you. What are the common mistakes guys make that women lose interest in? Stop. Everything. Everything. Boring text messages. You talk at her. You don't know how to move her anywhere. You don't know how to text to smile, text to laugh, text to blush, text to think, text to react. You don't know how to text to move things from regular to flirty. You're okay. What you guys don't understand is that it's not the texting is the problem. It's what you're thinking that's forcing and writing that silly shit that y'all write. You're just, y'all don't know how to talk to women. You don't know. Everything is a common mistake because you're just talking about boring shit. You're not moving her anywhere. You're just chit-chatting about shit and you're allowing her to create and move you and shit, man. That y'all make y'all you they lose interest in y'all as soon as you, because the way you text is showing her that you are terrible in bed, that you can't fuck, you can't eat, and all that other shit. You see what I'm saying? You got to pay for an individual session, sir. So let me keep going. What is the response I should do to a woman once she said you changed or you seem different? Well, here's the problem. What is different about you? Is it that you are soft? I mean, I don't understand. What do you mean when she says you've changed? You've got to give me more. What do you mean you have changed? What, you've got to let me know what happened for her to say that you have changed, and then I can tell you. But I'm going to show you, okay, here's a problem with a lot of you guys. There is change, and then there is faking a change. And what you're doing is faking a change. See, a man that is a student of the game is going to change. Because then he's going to start to realize through the right mentorship that he's going to lead himself first. Thus, the woman's going to recognize the change in him. Once the woman recognizes the change in him, what the woman is going to do at that point is going to recognize, wow, you seem different. You changed. Where your change is fake and where a real student's change isn't fake is that he's going to take that information she says and he's going to move her where he wants her to go. See, you are faking a change, and I'll tell you why you're faking it. You have faked it because now that you faked it, and now she's recognizing that you faked, well, she doesn't recognize you faked it, but now that she's recognizing that you're faking it, well, that you've changed a false change, you don't know what to do next. Thus, you ain't actually changing. See, when my students change, they know how to take everything a woman says, and like I said before, play tennis. See, your problem is you're not playing tennis. You're actually faking this shit. See, your problem is that all you've been doing all your life is beating around the bush, walking on eggshells, and being in the friend zone and being creepy, that when she's asking you that you change, you're stuck on the same court. But when you're a student of the game, when she says that, you stay within the lines by flirting to fuck, putting flavor in her eyes, flavor in her ears, sexually making her smile, laugh, and moan, making her sexually blush, think, and react, using master the bedroom. So what you're doing is you're falsifying a fake you. That's not you, because you created a lie to get a reaction out of a woman, and now that she saw the reaction, you don't know what the fuck to do. That's why you're faking it, if that makes sense, big dog. That's, you're faking it. Let's see here. What do we have next? Let's see here. Let's see here. Wait, lines are open. Yeah, the calls, the lines are open. Let's see here. Trying to catch up with the questions. Yeah, yeah. If you don't know what to say, man, you're killing yourself. Respect, Roach. Let me see here. Almost done. I'm scrolling, guys. I'm just trying to catch up with the. I'm trying to catch up with y'all guys, so I don't miss any questions. I don't want y'all to think that I'm not paying attention to y'all. So give me a second. I'm almost at the bottom. Almost at the bottom. Wait, Tyler says, did you get that authentic messenger? Hold on, Tyler. Tyler, you know you move sometimes so fucking fast, I got to sometimes catch up to that shit. Hold on, Tyler. Hold on, Tyler. Let me, shit. Hold on, Tyler. Guys, you want to call, the lines are open. Give me a second, Tyler. Let me see what you got here. Tyler, another voice message. Fuck, Tyler. All right, here we go. I'll play the voice message, and I'll let me just play the voice message. Here we go. Here we go.
Wow. Long text morning. I love it. I appreciate you so much. On that note, I should send you something exactly like I am, studying and dirty and all. But that is so beautiful, truly, and it's so real and authentic in the way it should be. Absolutely, for sure. I like it, Tyler. Thank you.
Because she's not getting that from average guys. But, Jay, here's the problem, brother. It's not about who cares, Jay. It's not about who cares, big dog. This is where you got it wrong. It's not about who cares. It's the fact that you're lying to the woman. If he is actually being about the game, right, and the woman recognizes he's changing, he would not ask me how you respond to that shit, because he would already know what to respond and how to move. That's the problem, big dog. The problem is, that's it, man. Sir, Mr. Anthony 007, sir, here's the problem. And I would like to correct you. So, guys, please don't listen to this dumb fucker right here. And let me correct this dumb ass. Gentlemen, the more... Allow me to say this while I break this down, because this is the most ignorant ass shit that you can say, but an ignorant motherfucker doesn't know this. Gentlemen, if you're going to travel anywhere, if you're going to do any traveling, gentlemen, travel in the world of you. Don't think that going to another country is going to broaden who the fuck you are. That's why bitches like this lose, because he's doing an I do, thinking that he's going to be a better man because he's going over fucking seas. But I will say to you guys that want to learn, you want to travel in your mind to expand your world. Fuck that. Hey, guys, always remember, these losers are always going to talk about you broadening your range. This is what bitches do. Don't listen to this foolish ass shit. Because if it doesn't matter if you travel out of your fucking country or travel out your goddamn door, you're still a fucking loser until you learn how to travel here first, you dumb fuck. I'm sorry, guys. This is crazy. This is crazy. You travel here. You don't travel outside the country to broaden. You're not broadening anything. Don't let anybody tell you to travel to broaden your horizons. That's an I fucking do. You have so much untapped land here. And the land here is greater, farther, and deeper than anything outside your damn door. But see, they don't. See, that's why I keep telling y'all, guys. This is why these red pills and all these other motherfuckers fuck y'all over. Everybody wants you to run away from your own self and do all this stupid-ass shit outside yourself. Go travel to Mars. Go travel to the moon so you can expand and broaden your horizons. Okay, if a loser travels to the fucking moon, he's still a goddamn loser on the moon. So why does it matter where you travel? Because your traveling should be here. This is where you got to travel, because if you don't know you, what does it matter where you go? Come on, guys. I'm trying to educate this dumbass young man. Jesus Christ. You must learn you. Yes. Yes. The world is limited, Tim. Exactly, Tim. Thank you. Yes. Do never travel outside your fucking mind. You are, guys, I say all to you guys out there and ladies, you guys out here are so fucking unique and so goddamn different. If you just take a moment and travel and learn yourself, you don't learn anything going into another country. That doesn't do anything here. It doesn't. You're just going from one place to the next. So you must travel the mind. You must travel, and whatever you do while you're traveling yourself is to lighten the fuck up. Get that stick out of your fucking ass and bring back that childish, fun motherfucker you used to be. You guys take the game and these women too goddamn seriously. You guys worry about being judged. Guys, I just saw the preview for the new Harry Potter, and I'm giddy. Y'all can laugh at me and judge me, but I'm a bad motherfucker. But here's the thing. I don't care what you think. I'm a geek. I love Lord of the Rings, House of Dragon, Harry Potter, SpongeBob. I watch a cartoon. I don't give a fuck. I just can't eat cereal no more. I'm a lactose intolerant, so I just can't do that as much as I can. Never. But what I'm saying to you guys is that you got to lighten up to yourself. You got to go back to your childhood. I didn't say be childish, but go back and tap back into your creativity, your imagination, and your sense of adventure. You all had it. You all had it. You guys have ran away from it because your parents or your fucking friends told you that it's immature to do something or whatever the fuck. I'm saying to you guys out here to learn yourselves. No, there is no such thing as almond milk. It's almond juice. There, show me an almond cow and I'll drink almond milk. That shit is juice. It's juice. Stop that. Stop that. Almond juice. Anyway, as I was saying before, y'all guys, I got to learn how to lighten up. Okay? I got to lighten up. But I remember I told you I was going to tell y'all some stuff from yesterday because, see, remember I told you your strategy and how you move your stuff has got to be not just you. You've got to really outline you. And I literally mean this. Guys, I'm the only YouTuber that tells you this shit. I'll show you. I won't tell you. I'll show you. Why? Because I care. I'll show you. Let me pull that shit up. I'll show you. All right, watch. Okay. All I ask of you guys is this. Every night, turn out all the lights. If you have a smart TV, most of y'all do have a smart TV. Turn out all the lights. Go to Netflix or go to YouTube. It doesn't really fucking matter. Look up fireplace and look into the fucking fire. And look through the film room. And really start to map out things that you must do for yourself. And if you're really dope, add classical. Oh, my God. Guys, if you can just add classical music. Oh, man, it's beautiful. Oh, my God. It's so soothing when you have the classical music and you look into the fireplace. It's so soothing. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's so soothing. Oh, it's so soothing when you have that shit. Yes. But look into the fire. All right. Hold on, I don't understand. Wicked life. What the fuck? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I don't know. He may not talking to me. Let's see here. What did Wicked Life say? I don't understand. I'm lost. Yes. How do we? Okay, sir. First, you're new, so next time, just put a cue and ask the question like it's instructed down here. But teach you to overcome something that's not there. That's like asking me, how do you overcome air? There's no such thing as rejection. Now, being cheated on, I can tell you, but you're not going to like to hear the answer. But the only reason you got cheated on because you couldn't fuck. The only reason you got cheated on because you didn't have a mouthpiece. The only reason you couldn't cheat is because you couldn't eat pussy. You couldn't talk dirty. You didn't know how to shift from being freaky, dirty, nasty to naughty to freaky. You couldn't be romantic, sensual, sexual, and smooth. So, of course, she's going to cheat on you because you won't have no fucking game. So you can't overcome it. You just got to accept it. I don't know why they want you guys to overcome shit. Stop overcoming shit because you ain't going to overcome it. You got to accept that you ain't got no game, that you can't fuck, you can't eat pussy, and you're not a man in her eyes. So if you're not a man in her eyes, of course she's going to cheat on you. So don't look at getting over it. Accept that you need to fix you because she realized you ain't shit in bed, that you're boring. Probably haven't even named the pussy. But I say that with love. Now, the rejection thing, there's no fear of reject. There's no such thing as rejection. There's no such thing as rejection. I don't understand. There's no such thing as rejection. I think y'all guys got it wrong. There's no rejection. I think that's all in your head, and y'all have created that like you've created the boogeyman under your bed. There's no such thing as rejection. You just unfortunately, a lot of you guys just reject yourselves. That's all rejection is you not believing in yourself enough and you reject yourself. I don't know. A man is never, I don't have the power to force a woman to like me. But here's the problem. You want women to like you. See, problem is that The reason why I win is because I don't want her to like me. The fuck do I want her to like me? Okay, yes, she's going to like me, but I don't want her to like me. Yes, she's going to be attracted to me. I don't want her to be attracted to me. I don't even want her to love me, and she's going to do that bullshit anyway. But I don't want that. I don't want that at all. The problem is that you guys think the way to get to pussy starts with the woman liking you. Who says she's got to like you to fuck you? Do you know how many women have told me I can't stand your ass while they're unbuttoning my shirt? How many women says I can't stand the fact that you have other women? I hate you for that, and put my dick in their mouth. So why do I want her to like me? But the problem is, you want women to like you because liking you means that she's kind of accepting you. You're looking for acceptance from a woman. So I don't want her to like me and her to be attracted to me. Of course she's a 3, 4, 6. I got you. Of course she's gonna be attracted to me. Have you met me? I'm 51 years old, motherfucker. Look at this smooth ass. Come on, man. That motherfucker. Let me bring in 3, 4, 6, sir. I saw you before. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yeah, Steve, I got a question.
Sure. How are you doing today? First, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm a man. I'm good. So how can I help you? What is your question, sir? How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm getting, some girl's number and on an app.
What?
And
well, why would you do that?
I don't know.
Wait, why did you get her number?
Well, I didn't get her number. She gave me.
No, you just said. No. You just said you. What,
huh?
What? Okay. Okay, listen. Okay. Have you ever heard the rule of Jill Scott?
Yeah, if you could tell me what to do, then you could tell me what to do. If you can't tell me what to do, then you can't tell me what to do.
When you got her number, what are you? Are you a can tell her what to do or can't tell her what to do?
I don't know.
No, because you didn't tell her to call you. You didn't tell her what to do. No, you allowed
her
to
number.
No, but that's the problem. You allowed her to dictate the pace of the fucking thing you're in now.
Yeah.
You've got to tell her ask to call, but you didn't do that. So that's strike one. But I'm listening. What's going on, buddy? What's your question?
Well, it's getting to the boring stuff, like you said. Like it's hard to communicate. Like you can't.
No, it's not.
It's just boring.
Let me know. What do you want from this woman? What do you want? You tell Unc Steve. What do you want? Do you want to fuck? Do you want to get to know her better? What do you want to do, big dog? Let's keep it a buck. You tell me what you want to do.
Both,
I'm
going to
show you.
Both of it.
So you want to get to the worst? Wait. Do you want to get to the worst to fuck? Or do you want to fuck? I mean, what is it? You want a relationship? You think about a relationship? What is it that you want? Just tell your uncle, and I'm going to tell you exactly what to do. Okay, so you
eventually.
You want to just sleep with her. You want to get to know her better, right?
Yeah, well, she did send me news.
Are you ready to call her and fix this? I got it in my head. I told you I'm a bad motherfucker. Are you ready to do it? You ready to call her right now and fix it?
Well, what do I tell her?
I'm going to tell you what to tell her. You just got to tell me after I tell you, you're going to click over and call her live on the air and tell her exactly what I tell you to say. Are you ready to do that?
I mean, yeah, if I know how to do it, yeah, I'll do it.
Okay, then get next to your computer because I don't like because y'all write so slow. So get near your computer, something that you can type fast. I'll tell you what to say. Call her and say exactly what I'm telling you to say.
So I got to type, write it down first, what I'm going to say?
Because you got to fucking say it to her. You can't remember that shit. I know what the fuck to say, but you ain't that cold yet. That's what I'm saying, to type it or something.
Yeah.
So you can speed off it while you're talking to her. But wait, I got to ask you a question. Where do you want to take her, okay? Do you want to take her to lake, spread your ass cheeks,
but,
and feed the ducks?
But
what's the problem?
She's in Florida. I'm in Houston, Texas. I was Houston, Texas. She's in Florida.
Relax.
That's the only problem.
Relax. I'm Unc. I got you covered.
Yeah.
So So what we're going to do is we're going to have an ice cream day live. We're going to go live on the air, and we're going to have an ice cream day, and we're going to have a date over the phone. See that? You don't even have to have a date in person. You got that shit over the phone.
Yeah.
You sound like you're nervous, though.
A little bit. I mean, I'm willing to do it.
Wait. Well, why are you nervous?
Because I don't know what to say. I was getting boring. The conversation is getting boring.
I'm about to tell you what to say.
All right.
All right, listen. Hey, Big Debo, I got you next to your question. Wait, well, what I'm saying is, all right, I'll simplify it. Just say, hey, you know what? I was thinking about you, and I want to get with you on Saturday or Friday. You choose a day, and I want to go live with you, talk to you, and see what's behind that smile of yours. Can you say that to her right now?
Yeah.
All right, click over and do it. Go. I simplified it. Go ahead. Do it. You got 20 seconds.
Let me repeat it, though.
Dog, I'm not going to say it again. Just let her know that, look, what you pick the day. On that day, I want to go live with you so we can have our first date.
Through camera.
Well, on your phone. Don't you have a live app? Can't you go live on your fucking phone?
Yeah. FaceTime. Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're FaceTime. FaceTime. So go ahead and tell her that. I'm just simplifying. Let's see if she's really interested. Make sure you say beautiful or sexy. Just say what's up, beautiful, or hey, sexy, something. But don't be like, hi. You know what I mean? So go ahead and click over, okay?
Yeah.
You ready? You got 20 seconds. All right, 20 seconds. Go. I'm going to hang up on you after 20 seconds. I don't like wasting my time. So go ahead and click over now and call her. You got 20 seconds. Go.
I'm calling.
17. Oh, you better ring. I can't hear it.
It went to voicemail.
All right, then leave her. Nope, click over. Nope, call her and let us hear the voicemail. Don't lie. Click over. Do it right because I know you didn't do that.
All right.
All right, look. Look,
right.
It's your last chance.
I'm gonna leave a message.
Wait, let the number go by and then leave it. I'll go ahead and call it because if I hear the number, I'll mute it. And then you leave her voice message. Go. 10 seconds.
The subscriber you have dialed is not in service.
5, 4.
Hey, yeah. Hello? Sexy. Hey, what up? I want to go on a date with you this Saturday through FaceTime. I want to make you smile and see what's behind that smile. Call me back. There.
Do I look like Boo Boo the Fool?
Huh?
I didn't hear anything. I'm sorry.
You didn't hear?
Do you think I'm? Wait, we didn't hear anything. Sir, I didn't hear.
Well, the number you have reached is 555-5555. Please leave a message at the tone. Beep. Okay, your message is over. Press 1 to send now. Press 2 if it's important.
Motherfucker, you didn't call that woman. Ma'am, goodbye. I don't like liars. He lied. See that guy? I tried to help him. He lied to me. He acted like he called that woman. He was like, coo, 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 coo. I know Steve going to think I'm calling her. Hey, yeah, hello, yeah, girl. Man, get the fuck out of here. Anyway, let me get to Big Debo. Guys, I got a question. Let me answer your question. Debo, I got you, brother. Debo asked this question. Is it a bad thing if she complain about going out on dates? We only go to her house. Wait a second. But Debo, it's a bad thing that you ain't giving this fucking woman any structure. If all you're doing is fucking her, why don't you tell her if she wants to go out on a date to find some sucker that's going to take her out? I don't understand why y'all guys just can't. Y'all have no structure to train these women properly. If all y'all are doing is fucking, You, it's not my job to take you out on a date. So if she wants to go on a date, tell her to find a sucker to take her on a date. And after you get done, come on and get on his dick. Come on, man. Y'all got to stop this. Y'all got to be better. Y'all got to be better. Let's see here. Next question. Let me see. Catch up with the questions. Trying to get my shit together financially, so should I still talk to women or should I get my... Well, here's your problem. Here's your problem, young man. Getting your shit together is this weird thing called being fucking responsible. A woman has nothing to do with you being responsible. So why don't you focus on both things and stop worrying about what a woman's going to think about you, because you've already lost. So why don't you become more responsible and get your fucking shit together? And if you can't get your shit together, get your lazy ass in the military so you can have at least a little bit of structure to you. Let me catch up with these things. Let's see here. Trying to get my shit together. No, you already told me about that. Wicked, Steve, so many thanks to you. Thank you for taking my question. No, it's all love, Wicked. I appreciate you, brother. It's all love, man. It's all love. It's all love, bro. I got you. I want y'all to win. Steve, I fully understand now because you told me to take her to the lake. No, take her to the lake, spread your ass. No, listen. 417, I got you. I'm sorry. I'll get you 417. Listen, if all you're doing is fucking and she wants to go out, then tell her to go out with another guy. It's not your job to take her out. 417, sir, how can I help you?
Hey, so, excuse me. So I wanted to call because I've noticed I've been working progress. I've been doing good, like, with, you know, opening, putting my bid in, and I've been, getting leads, but my whole thing is, like, I have a hard time, like, getting to the second date.
There's no such thing as a lead. What is a lead? What is that? What is a lead?
Oh, you know, like, just the girls, you know, like, whatever.
Sir, I don't understand. I'm asking you, what is a lead?
I mean, I don't know. Just women I'm talking to.
So you're not putting it. So I don't understand. Why would you say you're putting in your bid when you're not doing that? You're not putting in a bid.
No, I am. I my problem is, Steve, hold on. Hear me out. My issue is like.
Wait, stop. Let me ask you a question. Have we gone over the bid together?
Yeah, of course.
So if we've gone over the bid, why the fuck? What is the thing I tell you to do before we get off that phone? Don't I tell you to fucking record and get with me? Do I not tell you that shit?
Yeah.
So then stop. So then why the fuck can you not follow fucking instructions?
I mean, I am. I was going to call Monday because
we would have been. No, listen, I don't want to hear that shit. Because if you were doing the right thing, see, this is what's wrong with y'all losers. I'm trying to help you win. How can I help you win when I can't hear the fucking bid that you said? Because you ain't doing something right. That's why you ain't winning. Because you're not following instructions.
All right, so I'm going to be doing that, like, now. You know what I am. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to wait.
Don't do it, because I told you to do it already. You didn't want it. What is your question? I don't even know what the fuck that is your question.
I was just trying to get help to, you know, get this chick to come back out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
get help with what?
I mean, just trying to get her to come through. You know what I mean? Like, just.
With what?
Like, I don't know. Like, you know, maybe like spread your ass.
Wait. Stop, stop. How old are you?
I'm 28.
If I ask you what 2 plus 2 is, can you just tell me fucking 4 like a grown-up and not tell me about Miss Crabtree and how you stood in line and you gave her a fucking apple? Now, what what do you want from the woman?
I mean, I'm just trying to see if I can hook up.
God damn it, stop. What do you want?
Like I said, I'm just trying to hook up with her. That's it, really. Just to fuck her, really.
So why are you bothering me? Because this is not for you. Why are you bothering me? You're in the wrong room. You're in the wrong place. I don't understand. Why are you bothering me? I don't teach you how to fuck women. Why are you bothering me with this shit?
Oh, I meant to say I'm trying to get her to fuck me. That's what No,
you said your truth. You're trying to fuck her. So I can't help you. You're desperate, thirsty, and needy.
Nah.
What are these women saying?
I mean.
My ass. What the fuck is going on?
I'm just trying to, like, sharpen my curves, you know what I mean? So that, like, I put myself in a position.
What the fuck are you going to sharpen your curves, dumb? And I say this with love because I just hate people like you. But I'm saying this with fucking love. How the fuck are you going to sharpen your curves when I told your stupid fucking ass to record your goddamn bids so we can go over that shit so I can help you? How the fuck am I gonna help you?
That's what I was gonna get into, you know, because I'm a man of my word, so I'm just gonna tell you like,
you go. God damn it, I can't. Guys, listen to me. If I give you a fucking instruction, you do it, and then y'all hear him. Oh yeah, I'm gonna do it. The fuck out of my face with that shit. This is why y'all lose, man. I don't understand why y'all guys don't follow instruction. Once we do our bid, I position you to be able to evolve by showing me what you're doing with your bid. And when you do what we go over in your bid, I can help you out because at that point, I can see what you're doing. I tell everybody that after we go over that. Oh, my God. I don't understand. I mean, you're talking about leads. I don't talk about leads. What is all that shit he's saying? Jesus Christ. All right, back to y'all guys. We all caught up. Y'all got a question going to ask. How y'all doing? Ask a question. I got you. But as I was saying for you, y'all guys out there, and to really push yourselves and stuff, and this is why you've got to stop tactics. Y'all are so busy. See, let me tell you what that caller was, a tactic. If your teacher tells you milk, sugar, eggs. That is structure. When it becomes a tactic is when you just do shit your fucking way. Because your way is why you fail. That's the problem. Because you're not executing the plan that's going to actually help you evolve. He's 28 years old and he just doesn't. Oh my God! No, I'm not. You get your bid and I'll tell your fucking ass. Don't ever ask me that shit again. I'll kick you out of this room. Don't you ever fucking ask me that shit. These guys pay for it. You pay and you'll learn. Don't you ever do that again, ever. You do that shit again, you're gone. Anyway, like I say, I show you guys when you have your bid. I show you exactly what to do. Break everything down and all this shit, okay? All the time. And all you got to do is follow the playbook. And when you follow the playbook, it's going to better help you. But the problem is you want... If my mentor told me to go get the cheeseburger, remember, guys? If my mentor tells me to do something, I am not going to question. I'm not going to question him. I'm going to do it. Because what he's doing is he is actually setting me up to expand my fucking mind beyond what I think. If you just move out of your fucking way, all you guys, my students, all of you guys, you get out of the fucking way and follow the instructions to the letter. Don't change one fucking thing. And I'll give you all an example. When I tell you guys to do your puzzle pieces, I simply say go buy the puzzle pieces. 100, not 200, not 500, 100. Dump them on and build it the borders and work outside in. But for some reason, this shit is kindergarten. I'm not trying to complicate this shit. But if you can't follow instructions, I can't fuck with you. I'm being honest. I can't help you if you don't want to be helped. Because your thinking is you want to add your weak-ass thinking to the game that's going to disrupt and destroy everything. 417, what's your question? How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yes. So basically, I just wanted to call because I wanted to explain what happened, man. Because something went down with my business. You know what I mean? And I was just waiting so I could get into a position to do another coaching call Monday. But I got all of my recordings. I got my audio. I'll send it tonight.
Wait, stop. Okay, it's all good. Stop. What's your question? What happened?
I'm gonna send that tonight. But I was trying to get help to
help who? Okay. Help with what? What is your question?
To get the girl that I'm messing with right now to come through, on another date.
I'm saying, what the fuck are you saying to her right now? What do you? Wait. Okay, you're saying you're trying to get this girl to come through. How long have you known this bitch for?
I mean, I just sent two audios and stuff, and I was just speaking.
God damn it! Will you fucking listen?
I'm listening.
Have you known her?
I think 2.5 weeks to 3 weeks now. Maybe 2 weeks.
Call her right now and tell her to come over. Quick. Let's get this all shit out the fucking way. Call her right now. Tell her to come over because you want to fuck, so let's get it out of the way. Call her right now. Call her right now and tell her you come over. Right now. That's what you want to do, right? Right?
Well, I mean, I want to do it the right way, Steve.
Oh, there is no. There is no right way when you're thirsty and shit, so let's get this shit out of the way. There's no right way when you're thirsty. There's no right way when you're fucking desperate. So you just do it.
But I don't want to do it in a desperate, needy way, but I will do it.
Then why the fuck do you want the bitch to come over for then? Why do you want her to come over for?
No, I want to set up the date to so that I can get her to come out.
Sir, you just said you wanted to come over. That's what you said. You didn't say nothing about a date. You wanted to come over.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would like that, so I guess that would be good. Yeah, I'll call her. Yeah.
You've been talking to this fucking woman for 2 weeks, and you have not set up a date yet?
No, I have. I already went on the first date with her. You know, it was decent, and then she even texted me and said, yeah, you know, on the next time we see each other, it would be good.
Tell her you want to come over and make dinner. And if things go well, she might be lucky and get a kiss. Call her right now and set that shit up.
All right.
You got 20 seconds. Don't waste my time, please. 20 seconds. I'm hanging up. This fucker was lying. He's lying. See what I'm saying, guys? Why y'all lying, you dick? This is, if you've been talking to a woman for 2 weeks and she ain't talking and flirting with you right now, you're the fucking problem. He's full of shit. He's full of fucking shit. He knows that motherfucking number. He's got her fucking number on speed dial. What a fucking, oh my God. I don't understand you guys, man. I don't understand. Why y'all guys lie? Gentlemen, if all you want to do is bring her over and fuck, why can't you just get it out of the way? Y'all understand I'm trying to prevent you guys from being mad at women? Why don't you just ask for what you want so you can get turned down? Why can't you just get that shit out of the way? It does not make any sense to me why you guys actually lie to women. Why would you be talking to a woman for 2 weeks and you're telling me she doesn't want? Do y'all know women will init? Something's wrong. There's just something wrong. There's something that he hasn't told us. Something wrong. Something. 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 I don't understand. I don't get it. It's not. I'm just keep pushing. Y'all got a question? I got you. I just don't understand. I don't get it. Y'all just, y'all sit around and y'all, I'm telling you right now, listen, leave me alone, dude. You hear me? Do you hear me?
I was just calling to let you know I left a voicemail.
You fucking liar. You're a liar. I told her I wanted you to do it live on the air. You fucking lied to me.
I added it.
No,
I added it.
No, I don't want to hear it because you should have. Didn't I tell you to call the fucking bitch and click over? Yes or no?
Yeah, I did.
We didn't hear you.
I called.
We didn't hear you click over. You're lying. You did not click over.
I'll do it again right now.
I don't want to hear it. No,
I did.
No. Right, goodbye. Just go somewhere else. Please leave us the fuck alone. The fuck out of here, man. I hate liars, man. Y'all guys, y'all act like y'all can't merge a call. This is well, how the... I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't get it. I try to help you guys get women. And all I ask you to do is follow the instructions. He know he didn't merge that fucking call because you in here and merged the goddamn call. And then he's got the nerve to say, I left a voicemail. Why? Why? Gentlemen, this is why game is so important, man. See, I'm gonna explain that guy, and that guy's a lot like you guys out here. And I'm sorry, but it's true. Y'all have been conditioned based off of your limitations and based off of your limited range of fucking options, you haven't even created one fucking option. You have not created one way to make her smile or anything. And the problem, if we're going to get deep, I'm getting deep here. The problem is the majority of you guys, why you lose in the game is because all of your weak, soft-ass choices you make are only the ones that's right in front of your face. Or only the ones you believe that's available to you, which means the ones right in your fucking face. What does that mean, guys? You wait for life to happen to you. There is, how the fuck can y'all operate as men and just wait for the woman that you don't even have any structure? How? Game teaches you. No, excuse me. Game demands of you to draw from your infinite range of choices that you create. But if you don't have an infinite range of choices that you create, you begin to make uncomfortable decisions, uncomfortable choices that create uncomfortable thinking, that creates uncomfortable movements. And then you expect the woman to feel safe around you? Do y'all understand what the fuck I'm saying? Let's talk about your mental gym. If you motherfuckers was in your fucking mental gym, you would realize that your core and the game is like a muscle. But so many of you motherfuckers stop exercising that muscle somewhere in your childhood. Now everything you do feels uncomfortable when you visualize a fake fucking future. Because you guys fear that you're not doing something right. And then you tell yourselves, it won't work like that. It's not going to happen for me. Because the more you work on your mind as a student of the game, the better you get to you, the better you become, gentlemen, at creating from your mind. Guys, listen to what I'm saying. I didn't say my mind. Gentlemen, I said your mind. Do you hear what I'm saying? Your mind. The only fucking place that you have, the one place that you have above all things, your mind. Gentlemen, your mind. Because, gentlemen, listen, when you draw from your mind, you, not me, you begin to cultivate. You begin to create something she's never ever seen before, and that's you. But then, guys, like I said before, because y'all want to do it your way, you run into the third problem, your fear. It's not even the fear that's the problem. You don't even fucking believe in yourself. That's why you have the fucking fear. And why would a woman want to fuck with a guy who doesn't even believe in his fucking self? See, because you don't believe in yourself, you are fucking afraid that you may not succeed in whatever the fucking thing is that you want. So then what you start to do is question not only yourself, but you question your ability to do anything. And when you do that, guys, you then become uncertain, which makes you feel unworthy. And if you feel fucking unworthy, she realizes you ain't got any value. But you know what she sees in my cake ass? You know what she sees in my fucking 5'7", 51-year-old cupcake ass? She sees a motherfucker with unlimited ranges of options in which I can draw from to show her why me. But y'all don't want to do this shit like that, man. Which leads to the next fuck up. The next fuck up from this guy like you guys is that y'all actually think that it has to be perfect. You think what you think about yourself has to be perfect. It has to be right. So when you say it, see, this is what y'all guys do. You hear from a woman and you want to say something to her. You say, I can't say that. No, if I say that, she might say this. And then if I don't say this, I might say that. So I'm not going to say nothing to her right now. I'm just going to wait. What should I say? Well, I think I should say this. So I think I would say this. I'll say that back to her. But wait a second. Oh, my God. I think I'm not going to say that right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to sit around and wait. I think I'm going to tell her that I'm a very busy person, even though I'm not really fucking busy. So what I'm going to do, even though she's texting me right now, I'm going to wait about, I wait about 2 hours and 15 fucking minutes. That way she would see that I'm very busy. If she sees that I'm very busy, then that means she's going to like me that much more. So I'm just going to sit and wait. Because I want to make sure that I wait long enough, because that's the only way I can show her that I'm busy. Because if I'm busy, that would show her that she should be attracted to me. Because I know that some YouTuber told me that if women, they're really attracted to guys that actually have a life. I mean, I don't have a life right now, but I would pretend that I got a life. Now, this is how y'all fucking are. This is how y'all are. And then y'all wonder why y'all messing up. Y'all play too much with yourselves. Bullshitting. All I try to get that young man to do, 417. And all I've been trying to get all you to do, except that fucking that Detroit caller, was to get you in the right mindset to process information. You must go through a process, clarify what you need to do, why you need to do it. Stand on what it is you want to do. Defend that position if need be, and just express what you want. But are you centered in you? No. All I'm saying is I'm trying to show you just simplicity. Y'all want to complicate this. Why would you want to talk to a woman for 2 weeks? Why would you waste your fucking time? Why would you waste 2 weeks of your fucking life chit-chatting with a woman knowing that that same woman will fuck me the first week? Why the fuck would you wait? Why beat around the bush? Why walk on eggshells? Why do the shit that y'all are doing? It doesn't make any sense to me. Can somebody please help my ignorant ass understand that? It doesn't make sense. But yet, y'all choose to do this. Why? Why do y'all choose to lose? Why is it everything you want to do is you just, it's like you just want to lose just to to lose. Why? I can't even understand you. I'm not supposed to, but I just it boggles my fucking cupcake ass mind to realize that why are y'all. Why is it so hard to stop doing shit your way and follow directions? Why do that? I am not here to hurt you, harm you, or destroy you. I'm here to get you to fucking win. I mean, aren't y'all fucking sick of losing? I mean, when are y'all guys are going to say, you know what, in order for me to win, I'd have fucking stopped fucking trying to win. Stop trying to win, because winning on your level is actually losing. Winning is not winning. Winning is losing, because you think beating around the bush is winning. Walking on eggshells is winning. Bullshitting is winning. That's not how the fuck is that winning? How is that winning? You know, one of the biggest questions I get from my guys is when they see a guy that is a loser and he becomes a student of mine and he fucking wins, and they can't understand why that guy won so fast and why they can't get it as fast as him. But we just got to be honest with ourselves and look at how much drive we have to want to really actually win. Am I not the only YouTuber that tells you to look in the fire and reflect on things? Do you want to know why y'all lose? Because I tell you every fucking day to look in that fucking fire and self-reflect off of what the fuck you're doing right versus what you're doing wrong. And the number one reason why y'all lose is because you want to do it your way. Instead of getting off of YouTube and reflecting on your day, that means honestly taking some fucking time to learn from today's experience. But, I mean, let's do some mathematics here. In order to make the necessary fucking adjustments to improve your goddamn results, don't you think you need to learn from your fucking experience? Oh, wait. I'm sorry. How can you learn from an experience when you don't even fucking talk to women? Truly amazing. Guys, 12 more minutes. Just hit this back. We got a few more minutes left to show. Ask any questions. We got you. But this is what I'm saying. Y'all don't understand game. Game is not sitting around here worried about a fucking woman. Game is not about what can I say to get her to my house. That's not game. That's losing. You cannot. When are y'all going to realize you cannot force someone to go to your house? And as soon as you are trying to manipulate somebody, okay, guys, this is going to be a shocker. But when a woman is sexually interested in you, she's going to find a fucking way to get to your house. So that means that if you got to push her to come over to your place, that means she doesn't want to fuck with you because you're doing something wrong. It doesn't make any sense. Women love dick. Guys, I swear, I know y'all don't believe me, but women love dick like probably more than we like pussy. And I know y'all don't believe that. They love that shit. These women love, you know what some women will do? Some women, when they're driving on the highway, they will veer that car over just to get that vibration from the median. You know, because like on the side of the road sometimes, they've got little cuts in the highway. So if you're kind of getting sleepy and you kind of veer off, it goes, it gets like a vibration. Some women will just go over just a little bit on that median just to feel that vibration, rub on their fucking cooch as it drives and drive right. You don't think they do that shit, guys? Y'all give women too much credit. Y'all think y'all, why do y'all think they're like sugar and spice? Why do y'all think they like don't like to fuck? It doesn't make any sense. I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense. Gentlemen, I say it. Do you understand it's this simple? If you ain't got any game, she ain't going to want to fuck you. And if she fucks you, it's for something deeper than you. It's because she's running game on you. Gentlemen, you don't think women are smart enough to throw that pussy on you for 2 minutes and what, fucking 15 seconds? You bust a nut and you fall in love with them? They'll give up 2 minutes of their life just to get what they want. And you can't get mad at women. You can't be like that 248 guy that's mad at women. You can't get mad at women. What is not understandable is that if she really wants to fuck you, I promise you, she will find a way to fuck. Guys, you want to know how they want to fuck you? You know what? I'm going to give you some seat. I'll tell you this. Look. First thing they're going to do is they're going to say good morning to you. Now they want to first off give a feeler to see, okay, how long is it going to take him to reply back to me? Because I know when I was spending the night sleeping with him, and he was cuddling with me, not cuddling, you know what I mean, but there's no, they're doing all that smooth shit he's doing, it's going to probably take a minute. So let me see how long it's going to take him to say, okay. So he just got back to me in 15 minutes. Okay, well, let me see how, all right. Well, you know what? Hey, what's going on? Nothing. I was just seeing what you was up to. You know, I was just thinking I'm not doing anything tonight. Read between the lines. I'm not doing anything tonight. So come on, ask me to come over. Or see, a woman is not just going to say to an average guy, I want the dick. They're not. Because as soon as they say, I want the dick to an average guy, he's going to lose his fucking shit. So they're not going to be straight up with you guys, but they're going to try to feel you out. But a woman's going to want to know what the fuck you are, man. You see what I'm saying, guys? And what I'm saying is that they're going to throw out fillers. What are you doing today? Are you busy? What do you got going on later on? Oh, you're free. Well, hey, you know what? Or you'll get that call. Ring, ring, ring. Hey, what's going on? Oh, nothing. Nothing. I was just in the neighborhood, and I was just wondering if I could stop by. Now, let's back that up. You know how that works? Well, I'm going to go and get myself all ready for some dick, and then I'm going to drive close to his neighborhood and make up some fucking story that I was in his neighborhood just to see if I can come over and get some of that dick. Oh, so I was just in the neighborhood. I was wondering if I'd come by and see you. Now, see, guys, please understand this. when they ask to listen, when they ask to watch, like, okay, there's no knock, but I want to educate y'all real quick. There's a difference between Netflix and chill with us than it is with you. When she wants to Netflix and chill with you, that means she just wants to hang out with you. But when she wants you to come over, hang out, fix something, check an electrical wire, maybe a light bulb is unscrewed. Okay, some women have a dirty side to them, but sometimes because of their moral compass, they feel a little uneasy just saying, let's just fuck. So what they do, because they have morals and values and they have a church compass, is that they've got to look for a loophole. See, they can't judge themselves. See, a woman that has that moral compass is not going to say, well, come over, let's fuck. Let me get some of that dick. No, they're not going to do that. What they're going to do is they're going to say, well, you know what? Hey, there's a great show on Netflix. I got a great idea. Why don't you come over? Let's watch it, and I'll make your favorite dish, and we can just hang out and watch the movie because I would love to watch it with you. Do you see that right there, guys? See, for you, that's actually you're going to watch the movie. For us, it's all right, I'll come over. Hey, wait. And guys, listen. I swear to you, sometimes, especially when you have a dick resting day, sometimes you just want to chill. I know that sounds crazy. Sometimes you just want to relax. Because if you're doing all the fucking y'all should be doing, y'all should have these dick resting days where you take off your fucking your shorts and shit, have your boxers on, go get a bag of frozen vegetables, sit it up under your nutsack, watch TV, play video games, and just chill out. You know, sometimes we just want to relax. What you doing? I'm just relaxing. Oh, really? Can I come over? Fuck. Look, I don't mind you coming over, but we're not going to fuck. Listen to me. I know that shit sounds crazy. I know y'all think I sound crazy. Listen to me. Look, I know you want to come over. Look, listen. I just want to, hey, look, I'm just chill. I'm just like, because you wrestle your dick. I just want to chill. Oh, no, I get it. I just want to, look, okay, come on, man. Look, I know how this shit going to go. Look, I just want to chill. Look, if you want to come over, because you know, because see, the thing, here's the problem. Here's the problem. See, the problem is, and it's been a long time since I told you about this, but the problem is I have trained them all to realize if you come over my house, look, if I ain't coming, you ain't coming over. That's the problem. So I got them trained correctly, but when I really say, look, hey, look, you know what? There's a movie I want to watch. I don't mind watching. Hey, look, if you want to come by, look. What do you have in your refrigerator? I got this and that. Well, wait, this is what I'll do. I'll go to the store. I'll get some pork chops. I'll get some ribs, blah, 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 and we'll make it. We'll just hang out. Man, come on, look. I'm just saying, man. Listen. We're not going to fuck. Listen. Are you coming over to come over? Are you coming over? Come on, let's keep it a buck. Listen, I just want to chill. No, Steve. Steve. I just want to come over. I know how this shit goes. You've done this millions of times. Every time I say I want to just chill out, you think I want to fuck. So you already come over here. Then when I don't want to fuck with you, you want to start crying and shit, and you get on your feelings. I just want to relax. And listen, I just want to watch. Listen, all I want to do is have my Netflix on that TV and my video games on that TV. You can sit and chill next to me. do your thing, talk to other guys, do your thing. We can just chill out and just relax. Sure, we can do that. No, no, no. I mean literally relax. No, no, I know you mean. And you know what happens, guys? You know what happens? Watch this. My dumbass said, okay, I believe you. Come on over. And I'm like, fuck. Fuck. Open the door. Let her in. First thing they're going to say, oh, what? Where's my hug? Where's my kiss? Come here. And then when you give them a hug, and when you give them a little bit of a kiss and you pull away, they lean into your pullback or grab your fucking shirt and pull you close. I'm telling you how this shit works. And you're like, come on, stop. Come on, chill. Look, come on. And she's like, I'm sorry. Hey, look. Then she starts skipping her fucking ass into the kitchen and all that other shit. Oh, I forgot to tell you the ones about these real ones. Hey, the ones that come in with a trench coat with nothing on and shit, and have your favorite drink, or for me, I don't drink, so, you know, for you, your favorite beer. But I'm saying that I'm just resting my dick. I'm giving my dick a break. I am just giving my dick a break, and I'm allowing him to get some rest. That's all. I'm not trying to fuck. I just want to relax. But they think that I actually want to fuck. They think I actually want to fuck. No, Peach, you don't, Peach, you don't understand about tight pussy asshole on a dick. I don't think you understand that, Peach. So you don't understand that, when you come and fuck as much, that it just gets sore. It just gets sore. I'm sorry. It does. You don't understand. It gets sore. If you're fucking as much as you should, you just gotta take a little break to rest them up, put the bag under you, and let them rest and you chill. Someday, Peach, this is what you understand. Some days, all we want to do is just chill the fuck out. So, okay, as I told you, you should have a woman that's a breakfast, lunch, and dinner woman. You should have a masseuse, and let me give you that, or the nurse if you want one, or that hangout chick. You should be able to call a woman and say, you know what, I just want to come over and kick it. Oh, do you need a massage? Is my baby okay? Oh, can I rub your, oh, no, 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 I don't need you to rub my back today. Can I rub your legs? No, 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 you're cool. I just, you know what, look. I just want to chill, and I just want a little company. See, y'all guys, see that shit? Y'all don't even think it's real. But see, here's our problem. It never ends up that way. And I know y'all think I'm fucking joking and making a fucking joke of this shit. It never ends that way. Guys, I'm telling y'all, when y'all start fucking the way y'all should be fucking, you're actually going to just want to just chill sometimes. And I know it's, guys, I know it sounds crazy, but they're not going to take it like you want to chill. But here's the worst part about it. If you actually want to chill, they'll start crying. They'll start fucking crying. They'll start crying. They'll really get upset. Because in their mind, they think you don't want them anymore. What did I do wrong? Why don't you want to be with me? I didn't say I didn't want to be with you. I just said I wanted to relax. Look. I just want you to make me a nice hot meal. I want to play my video games. And I don't watch TV. Now, guys, that's how you train them. Because, I mean, I told you, you got to train them to set your crib up the way. And all you want to do is just relax and chill. Guys, sometimes you just want to relax. And for some of you guys, that might be a nice scotch on the rocks. It might be some vodka. It might be gin and juice. It might be wine if you drink it, or a beer. You just want to kick it. Relax, and that's the problem. That you're right. The problem is that you're telling her It's not that I don't want to fuck. It's just I just want all I want to do is just chill. That's it. I just want to chill. But they don't get it because I know you guys don't get it. Because I know you guys like, Steve, wait a second. Are you telling me that you turn down pussy? You got, guys, you do understand we turn pussy down. Yeah, wait. You do understand we turn pussy down. And the reason we turn pussy down is because we fucking can. We can turn pussy down. And we can put women on dick timeout. Guys, you know the best thing about it is when they're in timeout and you go see them and you don't give them any kind of affection, oh, you break them. Oh, my God. Oh, there's nothing scarier to a woman that knows she has one foot out of the door when she's with you to know she's on her way out. Oh, man, it's a petrified feeling because they just don't hear from you as much. They don't talk to you as much, and they realize they're slipping. They realize something is wrong, and that's what I'm saying, man. I'm just trying to tell y'all, man. I know y'all guys think I'm crazy, but y'all don't understand, dog. It's so great to just say, no, I don't feel like it. Even if you feel like it, you can say no. You don't have to do it. But the problem is that they're... Guys, you come over to chill. You sit on the couch. I'm not even trying to sit next to her. But guess what she does? In her short shorts with her booty hanging out, her half fucking shirt where her titties are popping out, and all she wants to do is get next to you and tell you that she misses you. And starts kissing you on your neck and all that other stuff where she's playful. She throws a pillow at you or she throws what she wants. She's like a kid in a candy store. She's like a kid in a candy store. And it's like they love the playful games. It's like I just want to chill. I just want to chill. But they don't understand that when they want a Netflix and chill, they want to fuck. When they want you to hang out with them, they want to fuck. When they want to take you out to dinner or take you to a movie, they want to suck your dick in a car, jerk you off, or fuck you somewhere. I know how this shit goes. So it's like, fuck, man. Look, you know what? Sometimes I just want to hang out. That's all. But that's what makes them want to fuck me more because I ain't making it about... But see, they get addicted to the dick. So y'all understand that. That's where game over. It's just so much game in this, guys. So much game. So, gentlemen, y'all got any questions? Last round of questions y'all got. But I'm just saying, y'all guys, we might have to do a show on that because... I know it's very crazy and rare to think that women, they don't get mad when you don't give them any dick. They get mad as fuck. They get mad when you don't reply back to them. They get mad because in their mind, they know you're with somebody else. And they want to know why they aren't that somebody else. So they're jealousy, territorial, they're in their feelings, emotional. So y'all going to get all this stuff, man. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? No, you don't. No, no, no. You don't want that. No, I would tell you. No, no, no. Peach, I'm serious. Peach, I promise you. Let me tell you how this shit goes, Peach. And I swear to you, Peach. I've done it so many times. I'm going to tell you how it goes. Do you know how many women that I fucked? Because the woman that I fucked told the other women about what the fuck I do, where the women backdoor her friend and get with me and say, you know, I just want to get with you. I just want to no. Peach, I promise. I will always give them the Camp Crystal Lake. I tell them, you don't want to be with a guy like me. And I'm being, you don't want this. Oh, no, I can handle it. Oh, what do y'all women say? I can handle you. Listen, I don't think you understand. You don't want this. You don't want this. I know you think you might want this, but listen to me. Peach, this is how easy I make it for him, Peach. Not you, but I'm gonna say to them, listen. When they are curious about me, Peach, and this is how I know I break them. I break them with the shower thing, Peach. I break them with the shower thing. They have never had a man talk to them and tell them and instruct them to do what I tell them to do in the shower, right? That right there, it's already over. Oh, but wait, Peach. I want to add one more thing because that's how fucking arrogant I am. Peach, check this out. How you think she going to take it when I tell her to do the shower thing but go live with me so I can watch her wash her fucking body while she uses her tongue or towel as my, I mean, her tongue or loofah as my lips and tongue so I can watch her rub her body? Do you know how I break them? So, Peach, you got to understand, Peach, you don't want that. Because, Peach, you're talking to a motherfucker that doesn't need to lay hands or dick on you to get you hooked on the dick. Do you understand? I don't have to lay hands on you or dick on you or tongue on you to get you hooked on the dick. So you don't want that shit. I tell women all the time, you don't want me. You don't want to fuck with me. Listen, you don't want this. I'm telling you, Peach. You don't want that shit. Because Peach, real quick, Peach, have you ever seen, I saw YouTube the other week ago. There were four girls. They looked like they were freshmen in college. There were four of them, Peach. And all four of them sat in a car with a pipe, and I think there was some kind of drug in there, some kind of a rock drug in there. And all four of them motherfuckers had their own pipes, and all they did was light that shit up. And Peach, as soon as they would, they would never be the same again. Why am I saying that, Peach? Because that's the warning that we give every woman. See, guys, I don't think y'all understand. There is a moment when we're with a woman that we really stop the shit. We like, wait a second. No, wait. Are you sure this is what you want? Because I don't think, because once we go down this lane, you're listen. When I say you'll never be the same again, I am telling you, you would never be the fucking same again, and you will fucking love it. And not only will you love it, that will mean, Peach, your pussy will belong to a motherfucker like me for the rest of your fucking life, which means is that it doesn't matter who the fuck you with, that shit is still mine. And I don't think you understand that shit. And I don't think your mind can even grasp what the fuck I'm saying. Because just like those four girls in the car, they never been with a motherfucking man. And I'm not saying this to be arrogant. That's why I got to be honest and say, is this surely what you want? Because you don't know what you're getting your ass into. Why do you think they cry? And why do you think they, I don't know if I have one, but why do you think they get upset and cry and send you and beg? And man, you don't understand, girl. Whew. Anyway. Spoke to a number of women recently, but a lot seem to have boyfriends. What exactly should I say after you told me they have a boy? Sir, you got to get your bid. You got to get your bid. If you have your bid, it's an easy answer. And the reason why they say they have boyfriends is because what you're saying is really either weak or odd or something. But I'm saying that, Peach, you don't get it. You do, Peach, Again, a crumb. And this is just a crumb. I'm just saying, Peach. Peach, you wouldn't even know what to do if I made a personalized audio to make you masturbate yourself. You'll be fucked on that shit. Because, okay, Peach, think about it. Your mind can't even connect what the fuck I just said because you've never, remember, your mind can't even process what the fuck I just said. Because all your life, you never had anybody make a personalized masturbating CD for you. That you'll be done on that shit. It'll be a wrap on that shit, Peach. I'm telling you, Peach, the answer is no. No, no, no. You stay away from the men. You don't need to get with men. I'm just saying, the answer is no. No. Peach, it's not see, ladies? See what I'm talking about, ladies? I'm not trying to reverse psychology. I'm not... Peach, it's not reverse psychology, baby girl. I'm doing you a favor. I'm saying that there is a line in which you have not even crossed that you don't even understand. I'm telling... Peach, I'm a bad motherfucker, Peach. You don't understand. It's not reverse psychology. It's not. It's not. Thank you. Thank you. I'm telling her. And women, you know what's funny? When you tell women this kind of shit, they actually, like, draw into the and think that you're playing games with them. Listen, I don't want you to get hurt. What are you going to do when you can't have the dick anymore? What are you going to do when I dismiss you? What's going to happen when I get bored with you and I move on? Are you going to be able to handle that? Are you going to be able to handle every holiday that comes around, you're going to be thinking about me? Every time you watch the Dallas Cowboys, you're going to be thinking about me. Peach, I'm so cold at what I do, master the bedroom. Every time you call your fucking parents, you'll be thinking about me. Every time you eat your favorite fucking meal, you'll be thinking about me. You don't know what the fuck I can, Peach. I'm telling you. Nah, but Peach, you should know. Peach, you should know. See, you think I'm... See, guys, what I'm saying? See, this is... Guys, I keep telling y'all, this is your life. Once y'all game the fuck up, you're trying to give her mercy. Peach, you don't get... Peach, Peach, I'm not the right guy for you. All right, you win. I'm just not the right guy for you. See that, guys? I take the way. I'm not the right guy for you. I'm not the right guy for you. Because I'm doing you a fucking favor. I'm not the right guy for you. I'm not. Because I'm going to do is bring you heartache and pain. So you don't want that shit, do you? You don't want that shit, do you? Do you want to be in the bed lying around crying all the fucking time? Do you want to... go and just listen to my voice all the time and cry or watch me and cry and feel, man, you will be fucked. Peach, what I'm saying is you're like the woman that says, I can smoke a crack pipe and not get hooked. I can sniff a line of cocaine and not get hooked. Shit, I could take some Percocets or something and not get, that's you right now. I'm trying to warn you. You don't want this. You need to just be with average guys. Because I'm telling you, there's no going back once you cross that street. Once you cross the street, there's no going back. I'm just letting you know. And people think I'm crazy about that shit. Just letting you know. There's no going back, Peach. There isn't. I know you don't understand. You just don't get it. You don't get it. Right, Liberty. But what I'm saying, Peach, you don't understand. And look, I'm going to give you one. I'm going to give you one. Yeah, the snowball. Right? Elijah. JM, that's exact, Jay. Hey, Pete, you watch Snowfall? Watch that scene when that girl hit that pipe for the first time. JM, that's exactly right, JM. All right, Peach. Peach, think about this, right, Peach? If I already intrigue you, you're already fucked. And I haven't even touched you yet, and you're intrigued. And the fact that you're intrigued is you're open. Oh, yeah, you haven't seen that. Let me see. Hold on. Let me see if I can pull that up and show you. Hold on. Hey, JM, what's old girl's name? What's old girl's name? I'm going to pull that up. Oh, my God, dog. That was so fucking funny, man. Oh, my God. That was funny that he said that shit. That was so fucking funny. Hold on. Let me see if I can find that shit. Oh, hey, Peach, I'm about to show you, girl. Oh, my God. Hey, JM. JM, I got love for you, dog. You nailed that shit, big dog. Let me see if I can find it. Well, hey, what's old girl's name on Snowfall? Wanda. Wanda was the one that was in school, the smart one. No, not the one with the dick sucking lips. Not his next door neighbor. What was the name of his next door neighbor? Was it Mel? Is that her name? Wait, I just want to double check. I'm gonna look it up. Man, I'm gonna show you something, Peach. Give me a second. Let me see if I can pull it up. Snowfall. Let me see if I can pull it up. Let me see. Oh, here we go. Wait, I think I got it right here. Let's see. Oh. Hold on. Wait, Melody. Hold on. Hold on. I want to show you the aftermath of the first time. First, let's listen. Let me turn the music down. Hold on a second. Let me turn down the music. Hold on. I want you to look at this. All right, look at this. All right, now watch now. You see it right there? See it right there? Look at it. Hey, look at it. That's after the first time. I'm going to get to the first time, but I want you to see how it was the first time she did it. Now, this is after the first time, but I'm going to find that fucking first time. I'm going to find that fucking first time. Let me find that first fucking time. Hold on, I want to get when she's stealing shit. Let me find it. Oh, here it is. I'm about to show you. Hold on a second. Hold on, let me show you. I'm going to get to it. I think this is after the first time. Hold on, let me see if this is the first time. Hold on, let me see if this is the first time she hits it. No, she already hit it. I'm trying to find it. Wait. Hold on. I don't think this is the first, because I think she fell the fuck back when the first time she hit it, but I think this is the first time she hit it. Hold on, let me see. That's her hitting the rock. Hold on. Hold on, I'm trying to find this shit for Peach. Okay, I can't fucking find it, but yeah. Yes. Okay. You gotta, okay. A lot of women think their pussy is the shit, but that's not what it's about, baby. You, how can a guy get a man get strung out on something he gets all the time? I don't think you understand, baby girl. I'm just saying, you don't get it. You don't get it. And that's why we so fucking arrogant. You don't understand. Yeah, you got to watch me. You got to make sure you watch Mel hits that fucking rock, because as soon as she hits that shit, yeah. Thank you, Tim. I'm trying to explain. See, that's what women think. Women think because you know how to tighten your pussy up or grab his dick with your pussy, you think that your pussy's the bomb because you got so many guys wanting it and nutting fast, but that's not what it's about, baby girl. I'm not going after that between your legs, man. I'm conquering something deeper where you're going to be hooked on me for life. This is for life, girl. Shit. For life. Anyway, guys, 3 more minutes. All right, yeah. Yeah, JM, you don't understand. Peach, you're good. Peach, you've seen what Tyler can do. Who do you think Tyler got that shit from, Peach? Tyler's just scratching the surface still. You see what the fuck he's getting. What the fuck you think motherfuckers like? Peach, stop. Peach, you don't want that shit. Peach, I'll shoot 1950 your way. All right, good luck. I wish you the best of luck. You ain't ready for this shit. Peach, you ain't ready. You ain't ready, baby girl. You ain't ready. But I know what all y'all are ready for, all my dogs out there. Y'all ready to look at the graveyard, because always remember. Always remember the graveyard, because everybody in there had one thing in common, and that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Guys, live every day like it is your last, gentlemen. We're the only ones that say that. So y'all make sure y'all do that. Soak up this game. But Peach, it's terrible. You're saying thanks for the last time, the wake-up call. Yeah, well, congratulations, brother. Congratulations. Yeah. She ain't ready. Peach, where do you think Tyler got his game from? This is the source. Hey, this is alpha, ground zero. What he's doing is still scratching his surface. He's still got much more to grow on. You don't. You just don't get it, man. You don't know. Hey, Rich. She don't get that shit, Rich. She don't know what she fucking with. She don't understand. This is so, This is Alpha. You this is the source. You I just exactly. I just want you to understand that what you see with Tyler ain't nothing compared to the pipe hitters. Tyler is still growing. Peach, talking to a motherfucker who's been fucking since he was 13 years young. 13. I'm 51. Do the fucking... Peach, come on. Peach. Peach don't know. That's why I tell... Guys, why do I tell... Guys, why do I tell you we take breaks? Why do I tell you we dump women? Why do I tell you we get bored with women? Because they get cracked the fuck out on us. Man, we might have to do a show on that. We might have to do a show on the crack out. The drug of man. The drug of man. Peach, do you not? Peach, you just don't get it. Peach, I just say this. If you're already intrigued, you're going down the wrong, alleyway. You shouldn't be intrigued by us. Because if you are, Peach, you're not the only one. Peach, let me just say this to you. Peach. Do you understand my poetry? My poetry. Do you understand I have a fan club of women that want to fuck me just off of the poetry? Peach. Just my poetry. Peach, just off the poetry they want to fuck your boy. I ain't do nothing. Peach, you on? I'm trying to save Peach from herself. She don't understand, dog. She don't understand us. But that's what I'm trying to make y'all into. I know y'all guys are no different from me. And I know when you know yourself, you're going to be a bad motherfucker, all right? Here you are. No, Peach. Have you ever been addicted to something? Peach, what is your favorite, like chocolate cake? What is your thing? What is your go-to thing that you know you shouldn't have, but you want it sometimes, and you just got to have it? What is that thing real quick, Peach? What is that one thing that you, like, you got to have above all things? Like chocolate, candy, chocolate bar, cupcake? Is it like, what is that one thing, Peach, real quick, before I go? What is that one thing? What is that one thing? Oh, my God. We're going to have to do a show on the drug out, and I'm going to have to put some women that are cracked out on the front. The drug of man. That's going to be our next show. The drug of man. So, Peach, I don't know if your answer, I'm about to wrap it up, but, Peach, I just want you to think about that addiction that you have and multiply that by fucking infinity. And that's what you won't even understand. You can't even comprehend what the fuck we can do. I'm trying to give you mercy here, guy. You don't want that shit. You get a sample, but you don't want the entree, baby girl. You don't want that shit. But, yeah, we'll do a show on the drug of man and how we crack them out. We'll talk about the drug because they can crack the fuck out. Anyway, guy. Peach is pondering like a motherfucker. Man, I'm the Dean, dog. I'll fuck with y'all later, man. Get at me, guys. I'm trying to get everything done so we can hurry up and release this book. There's just so much stuff I have for you. It's just y'all don't understand the doors and levels in which we're going to have for you. Y'all will understand. So, Peach, so if it's chocolate truffle cheesecake, let me ask you this question. Now, I'm going to leave you with this question. What are you going to do when you're going to have to give up that chocolate truffle cream cheesecake? What are you going to do when you have to give that up because of me? And I know you're saying to yourself, I can't give it up because I love it, but I'm going to tell you why you'll give it up. Because the reason you'll give it up is because every time you fucking eat that chocolate truffle cream cheesecake, you'll be thinking about me. Thus, here comes the question. Do you want your favorite chocolate truffle cream cheesecake and have me on your fucking mind? Or do you want to get rid of me by cutting off your chocolate truffle cheesecake, but still have me on your mind because you're getting rid of your chocolate truffle cheesecake because of me? Do you understand what the fuck I'm saying? There's no win. There's no win. You are either going to take your chocolate truffle cheesecake and cry while you eat that shit, or you're going to stop trying to eat that shit and still cry because I'm on your fucking mind. That's what I'm talking about, is being cracked the fuck out. I'm telling you, you don't want that. I'm trying to save you from yourself. You don't want that. You must choose what side of the sword you want to lay on, because both sides end in the result of me. And that's because I will conquer. And I conquer. So, you don't even want to know what I would do to you. Hey, you won't even realize. Can you imagine what I will do with your chocolate truffle cheesecake and all that? You just don't know. So, no, you'll never be the same again. Anyways, I ain't going to be the same again because I got to get the fuck out of here. All right, guys, I'm the Dean Man Mindset. We will talk about the drug of dick on our next show. Peace. Damn it, this is when I wanted to stop the show. Hold the fuck up. 208, what's your question? I had you on for too long. What's your question, brother? I'm sorry. I see a question. What's up, 208?
Hey, yo, bro. 208. So, can you hear me?
Yeah, speak up. I'm sorry. Yo, what's your question, man? I'm sorry. I didn't see you in the queue.
Hey, yo, so, all right, so basically, there's this girl that likes me, right? But I don't see her, like, that pretty as, like pretty, you know? So, like, I wouldn't date her, but I would just, like, smash, right? But she would tell me, oh, I don't really do this with people.
Why don't you call her right now and tell her you want to fuck, and if she doesn't want to fuck, then take care. Let's do it. Let's get it out of the way. Call her right now.
She said she, because I'm not.
I don't care.
Look, I've already.
Sir.
I've already made out. We've already done this, but.
Sir.
Yeah.
I don't care what she's saying. If you want to fuck, give her the last ultimatum and let her know. Call her right now and say.
No.
What?
We're going to meet up this Saturday. So, like, I was just wondering, do you think I should, like, just date her for fun or, like, just, like, or you, what
no.
do you mean, like, you know?
Do not manipulate her. Tell her this weekend, if we ain't fucking, go find something else to do. Call her right now. Say, I want to make it known that when we get together this weekend, we fucking. If you think I'm taking you out, you got the wrong thing. Go somewhere else. Are you ready to do that shit? Are you
Damn,
ready to do
right,
it? Yes or no?
Right.
Call her right
no,
now.
Not,
you got
I'm
20.
Not.
All right, goodbye. Get the fuck off my phone, and then I'm out this bitch. See how fake you fuckers are? Get the fuck on.